Now, you'd think colonizing a new planet would be an opportunity to start the human race all over with a fresh start and none of the nonsense we put up with back here on Earth. Wrong. On my first planet now on 4Extra, it's day 30 and progress is very slow.
My First Planet by Phil Whelans. Day 30, Sample of Terror.
Right, yes. So, in conclusion, Carter, you're entirely correct. The fact that there are two suns and one moon does mean we may have to add a few more new terms. Morning, mid-morning, mid-morning, morning, noon, after morning, and dusk and noon. Item two. As most of you know, Project Adam, our plan to begin repopulating the universe with human beings, thus ensuring the survival of the species, hasn't gone quite as well as we'd hoped.
Yeah. Much like the Titanic's maiden voyage. Some positives, but could do better.
Thank you, Mason. Now, the long and the short of it is...
We need two of you to mate.
Oh. Well, that's the short of it, but thank you, Lillian. Because Carol and Richard here lied about being a couple...
Oh, still
we're
with
sorry.
...and now refuse to make a baby...
And, by the way, I haven't entirely discounted putting Carol and Richard into a medically induced coma for 9 months and then waking them up and just handing them their baby.
What?
Why 9 months for me?
Well, the whinging, mainly. Also, we would save on food.
Yes, thank you, Lillian. And since we failed to bring a spare couple, or... emergency backup couple, if you will. If there are any potential pairings out there, please, please...
Go for it.
Well, yes. Thank you, Mason. Go for it. What I'm about to suggest flies in the face of what every HR memo and sensitivity course screams shouldn't happen in the workplace, but if you can, eye contact, flirting...
Inappropriate remarks...
Well, within reason.
Yeah.
Wolf whistling... It's got a terrible reputation, but...
Carol, please.
Harassment.
Harassment? No. God, what are we doing?
Brian, may I? I think what Brian's saying is, go back to your workplaces and prepare for harassment.
Mason. So, Lillian, anything?
No, not a sausage. This base has all the crackling hormonal electricity of a Christian summer camp.
As an empath, I'm sensing, I'm not sensing anything.
Thank you, Archer.
Well, I'm going to suggest that this music pumped into every room in the base 24 hours a day is, in fact, not helping.
You're right, Carol. It's not subliminal enough. Computer, stop the music.
Please don't stop the music.
Stop the music.
You can't stop
playing music.
Right, I've had enough of this. It's time you knew.
Knew?
Time.
Enough.
First of all, the most efficient way to have established a colony and then populated this planet with only 30 of us would have been to have an all-female crew.
Wow, that would be amazing. I like women.
And wait for the penny to drop.
Well, just
oh, no, that's silly.
No. I like women.
Lillian, biology's not my field, but I can confidently say you do need a man to make a baby.
Yes, at least.
Not so, my hairy friends. A crew of 30 women would be lighter and therefore more fuel efficient. They would consume less food, and what's more, everything they need to get pregnant is contained in this freezer.
Is it vodka?
No, that would be to make a baby with you, Brian. And, no, there isn't enough vodka, even in Russia.
Of course. I know exactly what you've got in there.
What? What is it? What's she got in there?
Yeah, I should have known. Richard, what she's got in there makes us redundant. It's the only thing they need from a man to make a baby.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's pretty gruesome. I mean, whose is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, how would you get it in the mood on its own?
Give me strength. Richard, what's in there is frozen.
Well, that would give it rigidity, but that's not how... it's not that, is it?
No.
It's,
Yes.
Brian, you knew what it was, did you? Was I the last to,
Oh, yes, I twigged. I've been too revolted to speak. I mean, that's quite a big freezer.
I keep all the stuff in it.
Well, that's even worse.
So, Lillian, at the end of the day, the only reason you need men on this mission is if the planet has jars that need opening, or in case there are space spiders.
it's not just that. Our pressure suits zip up at the back, and sometimes we need a hand.
Lillian, I beg of you, give nature a chance.
No. Oh, come on, Lillian. Perhaps we just need to give the colony some dating tips. You know, nudge them in the right direction.
Carol, that's brilliant. A sort of relationship workshop. You'll see, Lillian. We can make a baby the old-fashioned way. Let's gather everyone together this afternoon. Soon this place will look like a footballer's stag weekend. But in a good way.
Archer, I'm still not exactly sure what's in the freezer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Oh, this is going to be very exciting. First of all, sorry about the music. It was too loud. Way above acceptable levels of, sexiness. So I thought today we could run over some of the basic techniques of social interaction in a practical context through what we call role play. Carol, Richard, even though you lied about being a couple, you're still the only two people on this base that actually were one. So perhaps you two can show us how a relaxed, unforced exchange between two colleagues might unfold.
Ooh, well, gosh, I'm a bit rusty.
Oh, come on, Richard. You'll get back in the groove. He was quite the charmer at college.
Well, you weren't so bad yourself. Brains, beauty, everyone adored her.
Oh, Richard.
They did.
There's that magic. Okay, you two, let's put it up on stage. I'll get a couple of chairs.
Well, this will be a bit odd.
Oh, I'm sure it'll all come flooding back.
Yeah, okay, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, and action.
Hi, is anyone sitting there?
Yes.
Oh.
And relax. Okay, well, I certainly learnt a lot there.
Yes, me too. I'll start defrosting.
No, Lillian, let's try two more. Archer, how about you and, I don't know, Collins? Yes, up you come.
Hello, Brian.
Brian, as an empath, I may have insights that give me an unfair advantage.
I very much doubt that, Archer. Okay, Collins, Archer, and action.
Is this seat
You're wondering
taken?
Whether this seat is taken.
Can I take
it? You're thinking, can I take it?
Archer, ask her her name.
I'm sensing a J or a P.
No, my
There
name...
may be an R in there. Louise?
There isn't a Louise on the base, Archer.
My name's Collins.
You have the energy of a Louise.
No.
Maybe there was a mix-up at the hospital.
I don't think so. And you must be...
An empath, yes. I sense more deeply
no,
than...
No,
I work in maintenance, yes.
Your name, I was asking
I know. I know. I sense a profound questioning in you.
Yeah, I'm questioning what your name
yes.
is.
Yes, yes, questions.
And we'll leave it then.
Will I see you again?
Thanks, Louise.
Collins.
Collins, yes.
Brian, perhaps I could...
Really, Mason? You? Well, all right. Mason and Collins. Okay, you two? And action.
Hello there.
Hello.
Collins, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely name.
Thank you. My parents love Joan Collins.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I'll fix us both a drink.
Thank you.
Cool, Mason's good at mime.
Shh.
One for me, and... say when.
When?
There you are.
Mason, there's no alcohol on the base.
How are you enjoying your milk?
It's lovely. Thank you.
So, Collins, you work in the nuclear core, I believe.
Oh, yeah. How did you know?
Well, let's just say there's a glow about you.
Brilliant, Mason. Humour. Nature's alcohol.
Brian.
You know, you and Franklin do a terrific job down there, monitoring the core.
Oh, thanks. Franklin's great.
Is she?
Yeah.
I've never really... great, you say.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, do say hello from me, won't you?
Oh,
perhaps the three of us could get together.
Mason.
Yeah, get lost. Brian, get lost. I'm in there. Do you and Franklin have a friend, perhaps?
And relax.
Yeah, that's it. You relax, Collins, and I'll give Franklin a buzz.
No, Mason, let's stop there. Thank you, Franklin.
Collins.
Exactly. Yes, Dalgliesh.
Should we have been taking notes?
No, and if you have, why not shred them?
It Hello, Archer.
Hello, Richard.
Were you strangely drawn to Lillian's freezers,
yes,
too?
Yes, strangely drawn. As an empath, I heard them calling to me. Hundreds, maybe billions of potential lives calling out to me from inside this freezer.
They're not in this freezer. They're in this freezer. That freezer's got frozen vegetables in.
I must have been sensing their potential to be hot vegetables.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Were you two strangely drawn?
Strangely dressed, drawn.
Well, there it is. Our frosty nemesis.
Yeah, look at it, standing there, mocking us. Blooming freezer. Thinks it's so cool.
It is cool.
It's not really about the freezer, Richard. It's about
mankind.
And whether man is simply a clump of cells squished together under a microscope. Or a species self-renewing like nature itself. The perpetual carrier, hello, Mason, of an idea.
Yeah, hello, Brian. I was strangely drawn.
A spirit, a flame that we keep within
us. You too, eh?
Yes, yeah. And a tiny remaining flicker of which we've carried light years across the universe.
Stop it, Archie. I'm trying to listen to Brian. Go on, Brian.
No, Mason, I've finished.
Well, listen, everybody, I've just arrived. I didn't really hear what Brian was saying, but from the little I heard, which, as I say, was next to nothing, really just the words flicker, universe, and no, Mason, I'd finished. If Brian's saying what I think he is, it's that there are any number of able-bodied males on this base, you know, potent, fecund males. Yes, he'd go that far. Who can more than capably do what the freezer can.
Well,
except freeze food. But at the same time, Brian's asking, do we have the right to sabotage the freezer?
What?
Sure, we can make it look as if the motor's burnt out, Brian's saying. Mason could do that with his eyes shut, and I can. It's true, thank you, Brian. But we'd have to override the trip switch and make that look like an accident, which, again, someone with Mason's ability... Oh, stop it, Brian.
Mason, hold on.
And anyway, Brian's saying, what about the CCTV?
Brian's right, Mason. Lillian will see us on the tapes.
Well, that's true. I really don't think we should...
Unless, Brian says, there's a catastrophic power failure that takes out the freezer, the emergency generator, and the CCTV. Brian, you glorious mad, but can we? Dare we? Oh, it's audacious. Too audacious, perhaps. Not audacious enough. Or is it exactly audacious enough?
Not audacious. Yeah,
we'd have to disable the nuclear core. We need someone on the inside. Brian, this is spiralling out of control.
I know. I don't think we should...
Forget it, Brian. If anything, we need to protect this freezer. Keep it going, because if anything happens to it, the finger of suspicion points right at us. I'm sorry, Brian. The answer's no. I'm out.
Well, Brian, you can't say you didn't try. Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
No, please.
Collins, isn't it?
That's right.
You did those role plays with Archer and Mason.
Yes, I think I'm over the worst.
So, lunch. I see you went for a batch of Mason's synthetic protein.
It said hot dog.
Yeah, it's actually pink synthetic protein inside bread-coloured synthetic protein.
Can you pass me the...
Yellow synthetic protein?
I was going to say mustard.
Ah, it's our two role-play guinea pigs. Hello, you two.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Having a little debrief role-play, are we? Ironing out some of the basic errors from yesterday? Mind if I sit in? That was just synthetic protein. I went for chicken, I think. Well, it's got a chickeny face. Anyway, don't let me break your concentration. Where were you?
Brian, we're just talking.
No, there's no Brian here, remember?
Chris, we're just talking?
Brilliant. Reaffirming intimacy by rejecting an interloper. So, Chris leaves and... action.
Actually, do you know what? I'm not all that hungry.
Hold the front page. Richard, believe it or not, this is a signal. Grab your things, we're going to the next level.
Here's your glass of milk.
By milk, do you mean...
white synthetic protein, yeah.
Oh, this bed's big. It's comfy, too.
Yeah.
These Project Adam quarters are palatial.
Well, they're supposed to be for the Project Adam couple. Would you like me to give you the tour?
Ooh, yes, please.
Richard, you are playing this brilliantly.
Well, Collins, mi casa e su casa.
Whoa, abort, Richard, abort. You're showing off. And even if she did understand you, she'll think you're asking her to move in.
I don't think that.
Collins, please, stay in the moment. I'm not here, remember?
You are here, Brian. I can see you.
Carol, please, you're not here either.
I am here, Brian.
I was having a nap on the big comfy bed when the three of you burst in and woke me up.
Carol, there's no place in this role play for an angry ex in just her underwear. Perhaps we can bring her in later. Can I put you on standby?
Brian.
There's no Brian here.
Brian, I think Richard wants to say this isn't a role play.
No, Collins, no, it's too complicated. A role play about two people who think the role play's real and a colony commander who thinks it's a role play just... Carol, this is real.
What?
It's real. I want you and I to back slowly out of the room.
No. What? No.
Collins, Richard, as you were. I'm so sorry, it's going brilliantly. Come on, Carol.
I'm in my underwear.
That's the spirit. Carol, I think Project Adam is back on track. Up yours, Freezer.
I'm in a corridor, in my underwear.
Well, Carol, if you'd played your cards right, you'd be in there.
I was in there!
Well, now look what you've done.
Brian, that's the alarm for the nuclear core.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
We'd better do something.
Right.
Otherwise, that's really going to disturb Collins and Richard.
Meltdown?
Catastrophic terminal meltdown.
I'm afraid Mason's right, Carol. Lillian's going to have a meltdown when she discovers the nuclear core overheated very slightly.
Well, you know, let's break it to her gently.
What are you doing in my lab?
I sense her approaching.
What was that alarm? I demand an explanation.
Lillian, the nuclear core overheated slightly.
What?
Yeah, it's not a problem, but we have to use the emergency generator for a while.
I'm sensing a but. A big but.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, not you, Archer.
There's only enough power for essentials, Lillian, so the power supply to your surgery is temporarily suspended.
What? What about my freezers?
Essentials, Lillian. Essentials, lighting, heat.
So what's powering the alarm?
Yeah, we could switch off the alarm, yeah.
Yeah, computer, alarm off.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Well, that's nice music, actually. Shame the alarm was on.
So, let me clarify. You've cut the power to my surgery, but maintained the music system.
Well, people like music.
I like music.
And do people like emergency stocks of blood for transfusions? I keep blood in those freezers, too.
Oof.
Yeah, no, that is important.
Yeah, computer, music off.
You sabotage the power supply to my surgery.
Rubbish.
Because the contents of my freezer are more manly than you'll ever be.
They're just vegetables, Lillian.
No, the other freezer.
Oh, I swear, Lillian, the emergency generator's working to capacity. There's genuinely no power to spare.
Well, think quickly, bozos. Not only is the future of humanity in that freezer, but our entire bloodstock too. And if that goes off, people might die. Plus, you're going to have to pour a lot of quite unpleasant stuff down the sink.
Actually, Brian, there is one thing we could do. You and Archer, put some shorts on. I'll go and get the forklift.
Come on, Archer. Keep pedalling. This is our last climb on this stage.
This is Mason's plan?
Yeah. Come on, Archer. We're gaining on the breakaway group.
So those are the exercise bikes from the gym?
Yeah. Mason brought them here on the forklift. Archer and I are powering the refrigeration system. Save your strength, Archer. There's clear daylight between us and the Italians.
What Italians?
Oh, Mason programmed in a simulation of the Tour de France. Keep us motivated.
So, the only way to safeguard the future of our species is to make it into a game.
Role play, Carol. Role play. Actually, Archer and I are doing well. Is that a fire blanket you're wearing?
Yep. Richard and Collins are still in our quarters.
Excellent. Well, if you'll excuse us, Carol, we have to attack this hill.
I sense my legs wanting to stop.
You mean you want to stop?
We must learn from our legs.
Archer, this is a critical stage in the race. If we can reel in the Frenchman, Pierre Croissant...
Pierre Croissant?
Yes. Mason wrote the programme. He's not well-travelled. Come on, Archer. It's time to make our move on the Americans.
The Americans?
Yeah. Chuck Cadillac and Brad Chest. Now, Carol... When we pass you this time round, can you hand us a couple of those paper cups of water?
Brian, you're not going to pass me. Those are stationary bikes.
Carol, if all you're going to do is stand by the side of the road and heckle, you may as well go and wait for us in that bar over there with an absinthe and some escargot. We've got a race to win.
Hello, Brian. How are you two chaps getting on?
We're doing brilliantly, Mason. Hart's just taking a nap.
Yeah, his legs are still going. Yeah, he must be dreaming he's cycling.
Good for the team, actually. He could have been dreaming he was knitting or reading quietly.
Well, the nuclear reactor's nearly back online, so you can probably stop.
No. No, we really need to attack the mountain stage. The Italians have got a hill specialist.
Oh, yeah. Luigi Cornetto.
Luigi Cornetto. So we need to build up a good lead.
Brian, what are you suggesting?
What? Nothing.
If you're saying what I think you are...
I'm pretty sure I'm not.
You're asking if there's anything I can do to give you an advantage.
No, I'm not. I didn't say anything of the... What? What do you mean?
Of course, boosting your red cell count will get more oxygen to your muscles.
You mean blood doping?
Oh, my God, Brian, this has escalated. It's the nuclear core all over again. Blood doping? I had no idea you wanted to win this badly.
Why does this keep happening? You suggested it, not me.
Yeah, the irony. You're cycling so that a fridge full of, among other things, blood can keep fresh, but in order to keep cycling...
You may have to inject me with some of the very blood I'm trying to save.
If this gets out, it'll rock the world of stationary cycling.
All right, Mason. I'm in. Do it. This may be my last chance to win the Tour de France.
And, in fact, you're first. Okay, then. Wake up, Archer.
Huh?
Roll up a sleeve.
I don't want a tattoo.
Carol, wake up.
Oh.
Hi, Lillian. You're rolled up in a fire blanket. Have you been on fire?
No. I just can't get into my quarters. Richard's met someone.
What?
Yeah. Project Adam might be back on track.
Well, that depends, Carol. Not if she's a moose.
Lillian?
Carol, I'm a doctor. I'm allowed. Who is it, then?
It's that girl from those role plays the other day.
Collins, you mean?
Hmm.
Oh, she's not a moose. She's fit.
Lillian?
I'm a doctor, Carol. I simply mean she's fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's well fit.
Right. So, as long as she's got childbearing hips, you're not worried about the sustained daily proximity of those hips to radioactive rods?
I thought that was just the role play. Are you telling me she actually works in the nuclear core?
Yes. Wait a minute. There's a problem with the nuclear core.
Yes. Yes, there is. In fact, it occurred just after the men discovered what's in my freezer. Carol, we should have jettisoned the men while they were in cryosleep.
But we were in cryosleep too, for 70 years.
Yes, I'd have set an alarm. Women are good at getting up in the night.
Stop a sec, Collins. Let me show you Lillian's lab.
Ah, so this is where Project Adam didn't happen.
Yeah.
Ah! Collins! Richard! Stand back now, you don't want to get run over.
Run over?
Welcome to France. How are you two lovebirds getting on?
We're not lovebirds, Brian, we're taking it slowly. We're like birds.
Well, I'm really excited. I'm just too exhausted to show it.
How long have you been cycling? That's a lot of sweat to mop up.
Are you normally that red?
Red? Red? Why would I be red? I'm as red as anyone else with 8 pints of his own blood would be.
Hello, Brian. I just brought you some more blood. Oh.
Mason, are those bags of blood?
Yeah, it is blood, yeah. It's, mine. I thought I'd give Brian some. He has a recipe for black pudding. Sounds delicious. I can't wait to try it.
Aha! Here they all are, Carol.
Lillian, you're all shouty. Something wrong?
So, the whole gang, eh?
Ah! Come to cheer us home, Lillian! Carol's bought a flag!
It's a fire blanket.
The stench of guilt is overpowering, even the stench of sweat.
Mason, there's blood in your hands.
Lillian, we had to do it. The Belgians have a strong team this year. René Waffle and Tintin Poirot.
I'm sorry, Collins. I'm afraid you're an unwitting pawn. You must feel very stupid.
No.
Oh, well, you will. We haven't explained why yet. Spoiler alert.
Collins, I'm afraid Richard romanced you deliberately so that he could lure you away from the nuclear core.
What?
Whoa, that's not true. Collins!
It's despicable. Are you men so insecure that you had to destroy what's in that freezer because you couldn't bear the competition?
Don't listen to her, Collins. She's homeless. It's society she's angry with, not me.
My God.
That's right, you tell him, Mason.
Richard, you magnificent genius.
What? No, I'm not!
If I'm honest, and Brian will agree with me,
We saw you as little more than a bumbling jackass.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say
that. The forethought, you know, the planning. From the moment in that role play when Collins revealed she worked in the nuclear core, you targeted her.
Exactly.
No, inexactly, inexactly.
You struck up a friendship with Collins. You'd both been in role plays after all. Coincidence?
Yes.
No.
What?
Because you, Richard, had volunteered to be in a role play anticipating this very eventuality.
Diabolical. You outsmarted us all, Richard.
Well, I wouldn't...
After her lunch break, instead of going back to work at the nuclear core, Collins came with you to your quarters.
I went with them. I had no idea what you were up to, Richard. I feel so stupid. Archer, look out for the onion sellers!
We all feel stupid.
I don't.
He was a step ahead of everyone. Without supervision, the nuclear core overheated slightly.
At stake was the pride of every man on this base. Defrosting those freezers was his way of striking a blow for masculinism.
Richard, I've never been this impressed. And I've seen you get your fist in your mouth.
Yeah. Thanks.
Richard?
Collins. What can I say? I'm a bad boy. If you like, you can try and change me.
I've never been so humiliated. I'm incandescent with rage. I hate you all. Oh, look at me. I'm shaking. I don't know what I'm going to do. If you need me, I'll be back supervising the nuclear core.
What is it about those parting words that makes me so uneasy?
Carol, you really think I had all of that planned in advance?
You? No. But it was fun getting rid of Collins.
Archer! We've done it! We've won the Tour de France!
I sensed we would.
You wanted to stop!
Yeah, they've done it, the Tour de France. You know, Lillian, they'd never have pedalled as hard if they weren't trying to save your fridge full of little swimmers.
Well, actually, the freezers would have been fine. I diverted the power from Brian and Archer's quarters.
What?
I knew they wouldn't need it. They're in here.
What were we pedalling for?
Oh, you were powering the tanning booth.
We've got a tanning booth.
Well, artificial sunlight facility, but men like a girl with a healthy tan, and we're all on the pull after all.
Lillian, that's not like you.
Oh, nonsense. There's nothing wrong with men and women getting along. Oh, Brian, here, I've got you something for all your hard work.
Oh, Lillian, you shouldn't have. Oh, my God, it's...
A puppy.
A yellow jersey. Where on earth did you get it?
I knitted it.
Lillian, I don't know what to say. Why's the bike making that noise, Mason?
Oh, dear. Yeah, it says the Spanish team's lodged an appeal. Enrique Maracas thinks he should give a blood sample.
But, Mason, you programmed it!
Yeah, I suppose that's the tragedy. You got greedy, Brian. You got greedy.
Brian?
Yes, Lillian?
Give me back that yellow jersey. Drug cheat!
That was My First Planet, starring Nicholas Lyndhurst as Brian, Vicky Pepperdine as Lillian, Tom Goodman Hill as Mason, Phil Whelans as Archer, Letty Butler as Carol and John Dorney as Richard, with special guest Catherine Shepherd as Collins. It was written by Phil Whelans and the producer was David Tyler. The programme was a positive production for the BBC!
And next week, Carol and Richard will be sent to go and sit in the naughty airlock when we return to outer space at the same time.